Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 444, Changes Brought by Sin. The flesh of dead animals was not the original food for man. Man was permitted to eat it after the flood because all vegetation had been destroyed. But the curse pronounced upon man and the earth and every living thing has made strange and wonderful changes. Since the flood, the human race has been shortening its period of existence. Physical, mental and moral degeneracy is rapidly increasing in these latter days. I wish to tell you, my dear friends, that the work here in America is to be greatly enlarged. So many times there is presented before me the work which ought to have been done in America, but which has not been done, that my soul is very heavily burdened. City after city should have been worked, and if this had been faithfully done, there would have been brought into the truth those who could have gone forth to win other souls to Christ. In every city there should be memorials for God. But the way in which the work has been managed has resulted in a depleted treasury. The lack of effort to plant the standard of truth in the cities of America has brought about a condition of things in which the consuming is larger than the producing. And how the work shall now be carried forward is a difficult problem. The field is all ripe for the harvest, but there is no money in the treasury. Calls are coming from Europe for means to advance the work there. From England comes an urgent call for money to help to purchase a building for sanitarium work. We know not how to answer these calls. Unless the work in America is managed in a way different from the way in which it has been managed in the past, we cannot possibly send means in response to the calls for help.